Valentine. We're going to be completing Beis Hashem tonight, the Lachas of Hallel. We'll be learning amongst this. I must tell you, Rabbi Said, this Bialacha that we're going to be addressing today is a Bialacha which was a very big Chiddush to me. I remember when we learned it 7 years ago, yeah? Who was here 7 years ago? So when we... Yeah, you must have been.
No, I joined...
Okay, so when we learned this Bialacha, who was it? Wait, am I the only one left from then?
Ezekiel.
Okay, when we learned this Bialacha, it was a very, very big Chiddush. It was a massive Chiddush to me. It's like changing the way we're saying Hallel. Once Rabbi Yisrael, I challenge you that once you see this Bialacha, you're going to be reciting Hallel with a different, with slightly differently. Although he leaves it with the Tzorach Iyun, but the Bialacha, the way our halachic attitude and halachic approach to Hallel is going to change forever, I think. If you don't agree, then let me know. But okay, let's get there. Okay, so we're up to Sif Gimel, which is page Reish, page Dalet in the Dirshu editions. By the way, talking about Dirshu, did you see the advertisements about various advertisements which are everywhere? Did you see that? So there's the Shabbos convention going to be taking place. It's all in line with the worldwide Siyum, okay? The Siyum HaShas, which is Hanukkah time. So I think that the issue is arranging quite a lot of things. I think one of the things they're doing is a Shabbaton, Shabbos. I don't know details about it yet, but I have seen advertisements. So I don't know how to what extent we're going to be connected to that. But it's the same, because it's the Siyum HaShas. But nevertheless... Did you see advertisement? Did you see anything? Yeah, the Shabbos convention or something?
With or without families?
No, it would be with families.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, so more to follow, Mishra. As soon as I know more details, I will communicate. Okay, Siv Gimel. Binyan HaPsukim Shekoflim Boy. With regards to the Psukim, which are repeated, Shekoflim Boy. V'chein, BaPsukim Shliach Tzibo Oymeir. And similarly also, the Psukim, which is Shliach Tzibo, the Chazan recites... V'hakol, and Tzibu, the Oilem, Oini Acha, repeat after him. And say after him. So which are the psukim that we say like that?
An Hashem.
Oidu. Oh, what did he say? Yeah, Evan Masu is more like the singing part. He had, no, they are repeated, you're right, they are repeated. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Kol Mokim, every place, Kefim in Hogai, according to its minik. It's not really crucial, it's more according to the minik. And indeed, the Mishneh Berurah in Seif Katan, Chiyut Tes says, "Binyan Psukim Shekoflim Uvem Mekomeisenu in our places." So in Radin, Haminik, the minig is Lichfoil to repeat Me Oidecha Atzoyf Halal from Oidecha until the end of Halal. Is that our minig? Is that our minig from Oidecha until the end of?
No, it's not.
What do we skip?
Yeah.
I think we pretty much do. I think we pretty. I think so. Yeah. Okay. I'll say father. Obviously excluding the bracha. Siv cotton chaf. V'chem b'psukim v'akalo imachim. I'm betur shach tibur. I'm hoyt l'Hashem goyma. Tishlach tibur says hoyt l'Hashem v'akol oyin achav hoydu. And the minion repeats after him hoydu. Who I'm goyma no. And the community then says Yemanov, Akoloy Machov, and the minion after it says, the oilim after it says, Hoidu. They go over Hoidu again. Is that what we do?
Yeah.
That's what we do. Indeed, V'chein B'yoyim Runo Beis Aroin, V'yoyim Runo Yireh Hashem. What does the oilim say?
Hoidu.
Exactly. That's the universal minik. Universal. Well, universal in Edgeware for sure. V'chon Zwa Achroinim, Achroinim, right. דאפתא מיר זוי מנה ישראל יום מנה בייס ארון יום מנה יהשם יוכלו הציבולות צד במה ששומע מפני השך ציבו זה שומע כאוינה. Although in principle do you say the psukim of יום מנה and יום מנה ישראל, do you say it or you don't need to say it
after
chazan? Do you say it?
You say it.
Do you have to?
We haven't
recited the whole. Says the Mishneh Berurah, unlike what you're suggesting, he said, although in principle, yochlu al tzibolotzit ma sheshoymim pi ashliach tzibol, although in principle, you could just be yoytze with the chazan's recitation, to shemea ka'oine, with the global concept of shemea ka'oine, if somebody hears ashliach tzibol, that's good enough. So if the Shliach Tzibur says Yoyman Hashem, you can just say Hoidul Hashem and your Yoytze with the recitation of the Shliach Tzibur. It's good enough. Nevertheless, Mikol Mokim, as Rabbi Yossi is suggesting, nevertheless, Yoyse Toiv, it is better yet, Shemri Atzma Menachas, better if you say it yourself, Kalif Omim, at times, Enu Mechavan, maybe you don't have great Kavona, V'chenu Agin Kayom, and that is a Minik generally. So that's what you... So, Rabbi said it's important to know, really, you don't say the... Do you know where I am? Yeah, by Yoyim Hashem. So you don't really need to say it because you're okay with the Shliach Tzibur saying it. You don't really need to say this because you don't need to say it because it could just be Yoyim by saying the meaning is sick. But you can be Yoyim with the Shliach Tzibur. I have a vague memory. I haven't heard Hallel in the ear gear since I was a child. So this is a couple of years ago already, but I have a vague memory that in the ear gear in Zurich, you don't recite it afterwards. I have a feeling that the minig of the Ekkes is that we don't say, I've been so many years out of it, if you remember Shlomo will know offhand.
We don't say.
You don't say. What about the United Synagogues generally? Because they often are very Yekish Minhagim. Anybody been united for Chodesh?
Yeah.
What do you actually say, or just the Chazan? Will you just say Hodul Hashem Kitoiv, or will you also say the Pasuk?
Yeah.
You will say it.
Then you say the bit after.
You do say the bit after. Okay, so it's like here as well. Yeah.
Mishnah says we should say both.
Yeah, Mishnah said it's better to say both. Yeah, you should say it yourself, yeah. Okay, so that's, but at the bottom line is, every place according to its minik.
Why is this bit of Hallel different from any other part of Hallel, where you say Shemir Ka'ana and the Chazan should say the whole lot, a bit like the benching of the...
In theory, you could really be motivated with the Shliach Tzibur, but it's just... Why did I have made it that this bit is different? That's a good question, I don't have an answer to that interesting question. It's a good question. I don't know why they've chosen that. I mean, I can make up a reason, but I don't know for sure that it has to do with the Hoidor HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. Good question. Siv Dalet. Leading off soccer, with regards to interruptions. Okay, that's important. Interruptions. So let's say there is a Omen Yishmei Rabbah or something like that. Or you know what happens sometimes? When you're still saying Alelucha, and the Chazan is already gone, he's up to Kaddish ready, and you're still like struggling with Alelucha, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Will you say Omen Yishmei Rabbah if you haven't said the Bracha yet? If the Chazan is zoomed off, do you know what I mean?
Why does the Chazan always say that paragraph?
He says, I don't know, it's interesting, it's always incredibly fast. I know, I don't know where that, it seems to be nearly a minute. Wherever you go, yeah. It's always incredibly. Yeah, but the last, I don't know why it is. Yes, I heard in Yeah, I saw years ago. I heard this is a minute to rush this. I don't know. Have you noticed the last bit? Always, wherever you go, it's rushed. Pardon? Last part, the very very end. Just be. It's done very very fast always. I don't know why it's been striking. No. Yeah, that's it, absolutely. So the question is, what would you do if you're still saying, you're still up to Yalucha, Hashem Elokeinu Kol Maaseh, Chazer Tzadikim Yisrael Tzenecha, and you haven't said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech Mulo Bat Yishpochos, and he's already up to Omen Yishmei Rabbah. What do you do? What do you actually do? Do you say Omen Yishmei Rabbah, or do you finish off Hallel? You stop in your mind, and you will not say Hallel, but you do stop. Finish off, and you don't say, okay, let's see. Leaning off soccer, with regards to interruptions in the middle of Hallel, even if you are in the middle of a paragraph, Shoel b'Shalom, Adam, you will recite Shalom, you will say Shalom, Adam Shutzach L'Nubah, cover to a person that is worthy of respect and a very important person, you will say Shalom in the middle of a paragraph, Umeishiv Shalom L'Chol Adam, if somebody says Shalom to you, then you may reply, in order not to offend him, you may reply and say Shalom back to him. But any other times you will not interrupt. Now obviously this Siv Dalet is based on the Mishnah in Brachos. Indeed, Mishnah in Brachos, that talks about when you interrupt in the middle of Shema for what kind of person you drop, for a person covered, a nira, etc., a king. It's based on that. And here we're saying it's on a lesser level. In the interruption, or if you are allowed to interrupt in the middle of halal, if you've got somebody that says shalom to you, you should reply. I want to just point out that Mishnah Berurah elsewhere tells us this is only talking about in the earlier generations. Reb Gideon, if somebody goes up to you in the morning and says good morning to you in the middle of halal nowadays, what would you do? You don't interrupt, you just ignore him. Why? Because he's not meant to say. Because nowadays nobody gets that offended, will understand already. It's different. Get the greetings nowadays. You know, the highs and the how do you do and all these things. Nowadays they're very watered down. It's not like the greetings they were in previous. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says elsewhere. So obviously, if somebody says good morning to you in the middle of halal, you just wave to him. You say like this and you keep going. If anything, that's what you do. So it doesn't apply nowadays. That's important. You said So let's carry on. Everything that we said now, this halach is only regards to Rosh Chodesh, Pesach, and days that you don't complete the entire halal. But when you say the full halal, then the halach will be like Shema, and you should interrupt more. Right, but now, the question that needs to be addressed is not the greetings. It's more about the interruptions of both the Omeins and the Baruch Hu V'ruch Shemai, which you may be tempted to say in the middle of Halal. So, as we discussed earlier, what would you do if you are still in the middle of this last paragraph and they're up to Kaddish already? Would you say Omein Yishmei Rabbah, yes or no? What would you do? You don't say. It's very interesting. And what if it's an Omein? I don't know what Omein could happen already. Which Omein could it be? If it's gone off, the Omen of Kaddish, perhaps, yeah. Yeah, how could that be? What, that? Oh, the Omen of the last book, okay, yeah. So what would you do? So, Poskim said, the contemporary Poskim say that you should not say the Omein of Yalucha. You should not say Omein. And similarly also you should not say Omein Yishmei Rabbah unless you are in the middle of a paragraph. Unless you are between paragraphs. In the middle of a paragraph, you should not say Omein and you should not say Yishmei Rabbah. You should certainly know if you're in the middle of a paragraph, you shouldn't. Between paragraphs, it's a bit of a machloikas, some are matias, some are not. But certainly if you're in the middle of a paragraph, the consensus of the poskim is, you should not say Amen. You said in your mind, that's perhaps what, yeah. Yeah. What is the halacha if you are saying, if you're fast enough to say the bracha, bracha to Hashem melech mehulal batish bochois? And you say it simultaneously together with the chazan. Do you say Amen, yes or no? Yes. You do say Amen. Yeah, everybody agrees to that? Binyamin, you say Amen? Normally, you don't say Amen to your own bracha. You should say Amen together with the. Yeah, you say Amen to your own. Although it's your own bracha. Yes, you're right. I saw that Reb Chaim, who is it? Mishnah Berurah elsewhere says that you should say Taka Amen. Yeah, as you're saying, you should say Amen for the bracha, although you actually. It's simultaneous to your bracha. Okay, ve'im hifzik boy v'shoha. What happens if you interrupted? You stopped. Okay, you're middle of halal and you stopped. Why could you have stopped? Perhaps. Why did you stop? Perhaps you had to be excused, or perhaps checking Mishnah Berurah. You had to check the halach. What happens if you say Amen? Whatever. You stop. Yeah, you stop. Good. You're not sure if you say whole halal or half halal. Good. You stopped. You interrupted. Now, generally, there's a rule, especially when it comes to Shema, that when you interrupt, there's a difference between if you interrupt for as long as, that's it, enough to finish the whole Shema, or Halal, whatever you're talking about, then often it's Ma'akev. If you're short interruption, generally it's okay. Shaila is, what happens if you stopped over here and you interrupted Halal, long enough they could say the entire Hallel. Would that be a problem, yes or no? Really long time. Binyamin, you had to check the Mishnah, you weren't sure which chelik it is. Whatever, it took a long time. Naftali, what do you do? You have to say Hallel again? Very long interruption. Says the Shulchan Aruch, if you interrupted, v'shaha, and you waited, afilu shaha k'de ligmar kuloi, even if it is enough to say the entire Hallel, einoi tzorich lachsoi boi l'roi shoi, you do not need to return. So here we go. Even very long interruptions, you don't go back. Shema, if it's enough to be chayza al kula, you do, yes. Yes, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Shema Ezra, if it's enough, I feel ligma is kula, I believe so. We have to double check. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Okay, and here comes the Mishnah Buddha I mentioned earlier. Hakore Halel. Somebody reads Halel. Lemafreya. What's Lemafreya? Retroactive in the wrong order. Lo yotze is not yotze. But therefore, Tav, you made a mistake. Yachsoir, you go back, Lemakom Shetorboy, the place that you made a mistake. Okay. There's a discussion over here in the Mishibur. What does it mean? What is exactly Lemafreya? What did you read in the wrong order? What was it? A full paragraph. She's read, so the example would be, what would be the example? She said, and then for some reason went for Betzeis as well. You like to chill Betzeis as well, this, this march tune which somehow fell into hell, I'm not sure. And then suddenly after that, you suddenly realize that 1 second here, I didn't do the first paragraph yet. I totally forgot about that. So now, so that's called Koyel Mafreya. That's, you said in the wrong order. What's the halacha? So here we're learning that what? That a Koyel Mafreya lo yotza is not yotza, and therefore what do you need to do? Yachse and makam shetor. You need to go back over here. You're going to say. Yeah, no, but here you're going to go here, and then you're going to say betzeis again. Yeah.
What happens when it comes to hodu?
Right? Yep. Hodu, where is it? Yep.
You haven't reached hodu yet, so can you? You can't say hodu then and go back, can you?
Correct.
So, but I thought you meant to say hodu with a symbol.
Yeah, what would you do in such an instance? Well, it would be a shaila of lemafreya. I don't know what to tell you.
If the symbol, the slash symbol, has reached hodu, but you haven't, you just continue.
You continue, yeah. I can't see. It's as if you didn't say betzibu, yeah. As if you didn't say betzibu. Yeah.
With the bits
off. Yes. Yes, you're going to have to do betzibu. I know what you mean, because you want to have it betzibu, but I don't.
If you're doing a hodu on your own, you can't repeat.
You have to say everything. You've got to say everything. We're going to speak about that in a minute now. I want to talk about that now. So we learned now, it's a good point what you're saying about no, you're going to say b'yechidus, but you can't change the order. That's what we're learning now. If you read in the wrong order, you're not yotze. Now, what is the reason why kolim afreya lo yotze? Mishnah says, v'nafka b'gemara, we learned in the gemara, v'deksiv, memizrach shemesh ad mevoyoy, mehulol shem Hashem. The Mizrach from the east, the sun comes from the east. Mul al Shem Hashem, praise be Hashem. Ma Hashem is just like the sun. Hoyleches goes, keseda, in the right order. Mizrach lemeir, from east to west. Kain, similarly, Ahilul, praising Hashem, tzorech liois, must be in the right order. Keseda, dafka, v'lo yim afreya, must be in the right order, not the wrong way around. Okay. This is learned like Shema. Just like Shema must be said in the right order, similarly also, Halal must be said in the right order. The poskim now go a step further, and they say, well, they ask really a question, and they say, once again, how can you compare Halal to Shema? There's an obvious difference. Absolutely. Shema is the Reisa, and Halal is not. So how can you say wrong order should be the same halachas than Shema? Shema is much more stringent. Shema is the Reisa. Okay, so what would you answer, Rabbi Feingold? What would you say to that kasha?
It's Shema is three topics. But this is should flow.
Should flow. Rabbi Sai, there is now a bialoch which I really feel. He drops an atomic bomb over here. And I tell you, it's going to change. This bialoch is going to change, I think, every halal that you're going to say. The way you're going to say it. Because the bialoch is mechadish because of this kasha. The kasha again is, one second, how can you compare halal to Shema? How can you compare? You know, Shema is no reisa, and halal is medabonon. How can you say, don't change the order like Shema? You can't compare. It's like, you know, in Yiddish, they klotz and boidim. You know, it's completely different ball games. That's the reisa, that's a minik. How can you compare? Says the Bialocha. I'm reading the Bialocha in the Dibur HaMaschil Emokim Shetor Boy, and it's the second last line before it starts Mu'umot. So it's the one, two, three, four, third line of the wide lines. It says as follows: Ve'ulai, and perhaps the Kivon Shu Mevorich HaHalel, since you make a bracha on Halel. We know if a person says a brocha incorrectly, there's an issa of lo sisa. You may not mention Hashem's name in vain. Unless you get it 100% right, look at those four words. If you make a mistake in halal, it's like a sofek deraisa. For tzorchian, then it remains a tzorchian. Habaisai, you will not believe it, and I also find it still hard to completely understand it. Pialocha wants to say that it's the Bamaschil Lemokim Shetorbo, and it's just before the Bamaschil Mu'umot. The last, about, let's say, 15, 20, the last 10 words. The Pialocha wants to say that since you make a bracha on Halel, what happens if you make a bracha about Tole? It's Loisiso. Loisiso is an Issa. Deraisa, according to some, yeah. Pialocha names it takes on that it's Deraisa. If you make a false bracha, it's deraisa. So therefore, what is mechadish is that since by making a bracha on halal and not saying it correctly, you've got the sofek deraisa. It's as if you're over the deraisa, and therefore it's like halal becomes a deraisa, but it becomes a ken deraisa.
If you have kavanah when you make the first bracha,
yeah,
doesn't the mafreya become low over and low sisa? Once you said it with the kavanah. As long as you say the last bit with Kavanah, even if you mess up the middle,
yeah,
there's
it's very interesting. But since there's a problem about the affair, yeah, no, but you know, so he wants to say that since it's in the wrong order, you'd be over on a sisa. It's a massive chiddush, and he goes even that far that the poets came on to learn. Therefore, what happens that if a person pronounces a word in halal wrong? Let's say instead of saying, what's a common mistake? Nalo. Perhaps. Yeah, or you name it. You make a mistake in the pronunciation of one of the words. So, until I saw this bialocha, what would you have said? You'd have said that it's ma'akev, but by any, can't be ma'akev. It's a minig. It's a minig. And the question was, how can you make a bracha on a minig, etc., etc.? It's a minig to say halal on the shchodesh. Fine, we make a bracha and it's important, but it's after all, if you make a mistake, it's not the end of the world. According to the bialocha, that it's a sofik deraisa, it's nearly a Torah obligation to say halal, even on the shchodesh. And if you make a mistake, you're even loisiso. And perhaps it could therefore be argued, and that's what the poskim say. That's what contemporary poskim want to suggest. If you make a mistake in halal, it's like you said, you have one of the
eyes. Doesn't it seem to be talking about if you shift paragraphs around? Rather
it,
than
is. It is. It's clearly what it's talking about. But by extension, the poskim want to say that it probably goes even that far as well. Just like by saying the wrong order, you didn't say halal, you made a mistake in halal, you didn't say it, and it's therefore a problem of resisa. Then also, if you pronounced it wrong, or you made a mistake, or you skipped out a word, it must be the same halach as well. Imagine somebody skipped out a word. What's a common word they skip out? What do they skip? I don't know which word they skip, but if you would skip, in theory, if you would skip out a word in halal, so what does that teach us with regards to the Rosh Chodesh halal, the rushed and hurried Rosh Chodesh halals? In the early, when you're hurrying, when you're rushing, you know, people need to go to work. And you wanna, what does that teach? Well, it teaches us one thing. That what? You've got to be very careful about the words. Because according to this bialoches, it's sofek deraisa if you pronounce something wrong. Like Shema.
What about
It's not like Sisa. Because it's not compared to Shema in any way. Here, the Bialocha learns that it is the same, just like we see from Shulchan Aruch, that it's compared to Shema. Just like Shema, and if you pronounce it wrong, similar. So, yeah, and therefore the Bialocha suggests, at least even the Tzorich Ian, but it is an incredible, incredible chiddush, an incredible chiddush. And according to that, I don't know, Abba Frank, what do you tell about that? What do you tell?
I don't know if I agree.
I agree with you. No, I understand what you're saying.
If I have supper, is that a
deraisa?
If I have supper tonight.
My supper is zichad deraisa. Talk about yours.
But maybe I'll come onto a shasha basa b'chalom. Yeah, so then I have to worry about lo yisase. It doesn't mean my supper deraisa. Here, I've got to say halal, right? I have to worry not to make it into lo yisase. I have to worry not to make it into lo yisase. It doesn't mean it's a deraisa.
Just because you're saying that just because there's a danger, a concern of lo sisa, he doesn't by default then become a sofik deraisa. He said, you're saying that every time there is a concern that he could be over on something, doesn't make him to sofik deraisa. Starker point. Which foot point? Which number? Yeah.
Because it's a bracha of
Derech Hoyda,
we don't say
that it's. Yeah, that's true. There is anyway, and that's what he's alluding to, there is anyway a very great discussion in the Achronim as to whether Lo Sisa is Be'emes Deraisa or not. So that's anyway, that's another problem as well. Is it really Deraisa? Is it really Lo Sisa? Is it really Deraisa? It's a very difficult point. But at the end of the day, we've got to appreciate this is a Bialocha, this is Chavetz Chaim speaking. And he is concerned about the rice if you say it wrong. Okay, so it's something to keep in mind. I really feel it's an important bialocha. And last halacha for tonight is mitzvah kiras halal me'umot. You've got to stand. When you say halal me'umot, you must stand. Why do you have to stand for halal? Me'umot lefi shehalal edus shifchoi shel mokoi v'nifloi sov v'nisim she'osolonu. Because halal is an edus shifchoi. It's a, how would you translate Eidus Shifchoi? It's Eidus, it's a
testimony,
that's the word I was looking for. Testimony of Shifchoi Shel Mokom, of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'nifloisav, and his miracles, V'nisim She'asolonu. And therefore, mitzvahs Eidus Ba'amida. Like any testimony, when a witness in the Beis Din, you've got to stand. Over here also, it's a testimony, therefore, you have to stand. You have to stand because you're witnessing, you're providing testimony for the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, you have to stand. Similarly, also, another reason, because of Halal, we're saying Halal, Hallelujah, after Hashem, Sha'oimdim. And standing must be that you have to stand during Halal. Mishnah does finish off. However, if you said Halal sitting, you're still Yotze. Now, I want to say there's a discussion, and I don't know. You know, if a person leans, like I'm leaning now, would that be a problem for Halal?
Yes.
It is, why?
Because if you took it away, if you fall over, then you're not really standing.
Okay, so that's generally the halachic definition. Something that if you'd be taken away, as you're saying, if something would be, if you had about Shemana Esther as well, if this would be taken away, I'd fall down, that's considered leaning. In a way that it's considered sitting. It's basically sitting. You're not standing. You're not standing independently.
What about if you're leaning on the wall? You won't necessarily fall down if you walk away.
Yeah.
If you're your back is to the wall.
Yeah, it'd probably be the same. That you, if the wall would be, in theory, if the wall would be taken away, you probably wouldn't be standing.
But if you're leaning on that wall.
Yeah. The point is, are you standing on your own sufficiently that is considered standing? Or are you relying on another, on something else? If you are leaning on a wall, it's for support, it's probably also considered that it's not standing, and it's therefore you're only Yotze B'di'evet. You should really be standing on your feet. Okay. Gentlemen, we have covered a lot tonight. To summarize, we learned that with regards to the psukim that are repeated, what's the halacha? Just do it as the minhag hamakom. We learned about interruptions that correct. We also learned that if you waited so long, you could have had time to say halal again. Nevertheless, what was halacha? You don't go over. And then we learned about the wrong order. You're not yoitza. From here we went on to the bi'alacha. If you make a significant mistake, you're not yoitza. And finally we learned about standing. You've got to stand during halal. But yeah, but you're yoitza. Okay, 7 Tov Chof Gimel tomorrow evening. Im Yetzer Hashem.